والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? بارك الله فيكم for coming out. جزاكم الله خيرا. Alhamdulillah. Let us get started with a quick true and or false activity. You have it's talking about the role that certain isms play. Okay. Then we're going to go on to kana from the textbook, and then examples of kana from the textbook that I have updated just recently. Yes, Brother Musa, is there something? You have raised your hand. Okay, let's get started. True or false? The Mubtada is always marfu'. The answer to the mubtada is always marfu' is true, right? The mubtada is always marfu'. That is actually true. There is no instance where the mubtada would be anything but marfu'. Yes or no? Those of you thinking false, always something that maybe crossed your mind. Oh, that's something else though. That's ism inna, right? That's not mubtada anymore, right? That gets mubtada now is changed to ism inna. Okay, so that's why. Is that all right? Perfect. The one word khabar is always marfu'. True or false? That is true. Alhamdulillah, that is correct. Of course, the sentence is a sentence, but the one word khabar is always marfu'. That is correct. That is true. Ism inna is always marfu'. Ism inna is always marfu'. This is false. Ism inna is actually always mansub. Very nice. That's very good, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. Khabar in the one word khabar inna is always marfu'. True or false? This is actually true. Alhamdulillah. The one word khabar of inna is always true. Of course, if you have a khabar of inna that is, you know, a sentence, that's a different situation. Okay, excellent. The ism of kana is always marfu'. So we did last time. Think about Ibrahim was a Jew. The ism of kana is actually true. Think of it as the pronoun of the fi'l. Kana, hidden pronoun, he. Okay? That is the ism of kana if there is no outside ism of kana. So actually, the ism kana is always marfu'. The one word khabar of kana is always marfu'. True or false? Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan. وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Excellent. That is false. You guys are correct. Alhamdulillah. So this is kind of like a quick overview of things. Ism inna is always mansub. But the khabar kana, the one word khabar kana is always mansub. Those are two ones that kind of stand out here. All right. They're always mansub. Now that's what we're going to look at today, inshallah. The in the book, which is on the, it's which is on the on the portal, on both places. Alhamdulillah. This is what we're going to look at. We're going to look at ism kana and its ism. Okay, people, are you with me? Kana and its ism. There we go. The kana All right, let's look at this. Kana wa akhawatuha, kana and its sisters. All right, kana is a fi'l. It has a past tense, a present tense, and a command tense. Okay, so you have kana, he was, yakunu, he is, kun, be, you, be. Okay, that is the way kana, that's how it kind of plays out. Let me actually adjust this a little bit here. Get a little bigger so I can zoom in a little bit more. Perfect. Okay. Maybe I gotta hide my task bar. All right. So past tense is kana, right? That part I think is pretty straightforward. Kana, correct? Present tense is yakunu. Kana means he was. Yakunu means he is, right? Kana, he was, yakunu, he is. For command tense, here's how command tense is made. All right? So, how do I say? Remember the command tense? The process was start with you. So, that would be you are would be takunu. Very good. Takunu. Next, what do I do? Chop, chop. Thank you. Okay. Chop. Okay. So I'll take off the ta. Chop. Make a madzum. How do I make madzum? R3 gets a sukoon, right? Perfect. R3 gets a sukoon. Okay, excellent. What is on the wow, actually? Also sukoon. I have two sukoons here. Koon. That doesn't work. Okay? So when you have this, one of the two is going to go. The one that's going to go is the wow. Because wow as a root letter is a irregular root letter. So it's going to actually, in this situation, when you have the original waw with the sukoon, and now there's a reason to put a sukoon on R3, the waw actually will end up dropping. Okay? It's still part of the root, but it drops. That's one of the things about the irregular fi'l. That's one of the things that happens with irregular fi'l. Okay? Kun. Kun would be, do I need to add Hamza before it? The Hamzatul Wasl, the Alif before it? No. Why not? Because I can pronounce the kaf. The kaf has a haraka, a dhamma, right? I can pronounce it, right? Yes or no, people? That's why. So this would be U, B. All right? So that is kind of how the past, present, and command tense, in their basic form, that's how they kind of play out. All right? Inshallah. So Kana has this, Kana has this part that's available to us, and we'll see examples of each of these instances, inshallah, today. However, the meaning of this fi'l is incomplete. Fi'lun naqis. That's what it's called in Arabic. To complete the meaning of Kana, it has, or it comes as an influencer on Jumla Ismiya. Okay? So I have the sentence, Ar-Rajulu Qawiyun. Okay? This is the sentence I have. Ar-Rajulu Qawiyun. Let's see if we can translate this sentence. Ar-Rajulu Qawiyun. The man is strong. The man is strong. Okay, very good. Qawi means strong. Okay. It is also a description of one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kana Allahu qawiyyan aziza. Qawi is someone who is powerful, strong. Okay. Now I add kana to this. Kana rajulu qawiyyun. Kana is added. What happens? Qawiyyun. Qawiyyun becomes mansub. It becomes qawiyyan. Becomes qawiyyan. Kana ar-rajulu qawiyyan. Okay, and the meaning becomes the man was strong. Past. All right, now this is the thing. The ism of Kana remains marfu'. Okay, that doesn't change. The khabar of Kana is mansub. Okay, people, what's mansub? Khabar Kana. Say it after me. Ism inna khabar Kana. Ism inna khabar Kana. Ism inna khabar Kana. Ism inna khabar Kana. That's how we gotta remember it.
Ism inna khabar Kana.
What are these two?
Mansub.
Both are mansub. Okay. Ism inna khabar Kana. It's having fun with that one. All right. So just like, sometimes you got to remember it as something that is kind of stands out. So this is how we are going to do it. Okay. Now, that's the effect on tashkil. Correct? That's the effect on tashkil. Khabar kana becomes mansub. All right. Now the terminology. Here is how we will describe it in its terminology. Okay, we are going to say, well, fi'al naqis is kana. Fi'al naqis is
kana.
Kana. Okay, very good. Now, we will always write the pronoun of the fi'al. Previously, we would say, what's the fa'il, right? Should I say what the fa'il is right now? No, I'm going to say pronoun of the fi'al. Is it analogous to the fa'il? Is it the same thing as the fa'il when it comes to the rules? Yes. Kana, the fa'il is hidden pronoun, he. Kanu, fa'il is wow.
Wow.
Right? Same principles apply. So we will say pronoun of fa'il is hidden pronoun, he.
He.
All right. Then I'm going to write, instead of mubtada, I have ism kana. That's my next step here. Instead of mubtada, I have ism kana, and that is ar-rajulu. Ar-rajulu is my ism kana. Then I have my khabar kana. And this would be qawiyan. This is what completes the meaning of kana. Fi'il naqis is incomplete. The ism and the khabar complete the meaning. You with me, people? Amazing. That is the idea behind it. And there is no related in this sentence. Okay? So that is simply how we look at this. Okay, this note, I'm going to come back to this note. Okay, let's look at the meaning, shall we? كان الرجل قويا. The man was strong. Okay. سيكون الرجل قويا. What do you think this would mean? Future. So, translation. Excellent. Ahsant, Brother Mushfiq. Will be, right? Will be. The man will be strong. That's what it, the meaning, again, kana has a past, a present, and a command. So now we see the translation being adjusted accordingly. Sayakunu rajulu qawiyan. We'll see some examples of from Quran as well, inshallah. Of each of these, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. All right, very good. Kun qawiyan. This is command tense. Kun qawiyan. Be strong. Be strong. You be strong, more precisely. All right, if I was to write down the analysis of these three, right, we will write it as follows. Sayakunu rajulu qawiyan. Fi'il naqis is what? Fi'il naqis is?
Sayakunu.
Sayakun, right? Which, you know, could be yakunu as well, by the way, as we'll see. We'll see examples of it being yakunu as well. And sa, we just included with yakunu because it tells us the tense of the fi'il is in the future. The pronoun of the fi'il is still hidden pronoun he. Perfect. Thank you. The ism of kana. الرجل الرجل خبر of كان خبر of كان would be قويا, right? Same idea, same exact idea, inshallah. Let's look at كن قويا. This is, I guess, maybe a little bit more interesting. Now we say the فعل ناقص is what?
كن.
Kun, excellent, ahsantum. The pronoun of the fa'il is
hidden pronoun, you.
It is hidden pronoun you. Very good. Because takunu, remember, was hidden pronoun you. The present tense was hidden pronoun you, and then the command tense would carry the same pronoun. Very good. And the ism of kana now is what? What do you think, people? The pronoun, ahsantum. Hidden pronoun, you. You see? That becomes ism kana. Just like if I was to say, i'lam, you know, right? Or ij'al, you make. The fa'il was hidden pronoun, you. Here, likewise, ism kana would be hidden pronoun you. The khabar kana is what? The same. Qawiyya. Alright? So that is great. Alhamdulillah. That is how it works. Hidden pronoun he or she is when the ism kana would be something like ar-rajulu, something analogous to an outside fa'il. In ism that's written explicitly, that is the ism kana. But in the case where hidden pronoun is not he or she, it is anything else, then that pronoun becomes the ism of kana. We will see examples of that. Don't you worry, bithallahi ta'ala. The noon is ism kana, not the noon. Noon is the part of the root, right? This is R3. Remember, the root for kana is kaf, waw, and noon. But in this case, the pronoun, remember the way we made it, we started with takunu, right? In the present tense. Takunu, what is the pronoun for takunu? Just like ta'alamu, just like taja'alu, just like, you know, tadribu, taftahu, it is hidden pronoun you. Yeah. And that's when you make from that you version of the fi'al. Once you from that make the command tense, the fa'il or the pronoun remains the same. And that's why it is hidden pronoun you. Can hidden pronoun you replaced by an outside ism kana? Yes, absolutely. Sister Michelle asks a very good question. And that's the note here. Just like hidden pronoun he or she was needed for an outside fa'il, kana has to have hidden pronoun he or she to have an outside ism kana. Alright? Just like here, ar-rajulu is like the outside ism kana. It's there. We don't call it outside ism kana. We just call it ism kana for the sake of brevity. But for it to be there and it to work, the hidden pronoun has to be he or she. Otherwise, the pronoun of the of kana, of the fi'l naqis, becomes your ism kana. Let's see some examples, inshallah. With examples, things will become clear. Okay, people? The sisters of kana. What are the sisters of kana? What does it mean?
Akhwatuha.
Akhwatuha, perfect. Yeah. But they do, do they mean the same thing?
Behave in the same way.
They behave the same way.
Behave the same way, exactly. Now there's going to be a twist in this tale here. Okay, get ready for it. but it's not that bad, don't worry. Okay, kana yakunu kun. Kana, past tense, yakunu, present tense, kun, command tense. Yes or no?
Yes.
To be or was. Now you have the word amsa. Amsa. Yumsi.
Yumsi.
This is family 4 and weak letter, right? Irregular. You know, the ya is part of the root. So this is like a double whammy there. Okay? But still, this is how it works. Amsa, yumsi, amsi, the command tense. What does it mean? It means to become. Amsa, he became. Yumsi, he becomes. Amsi, you become. But precisely in the evening, from the word masa, you know masa? Afkaru sabahi wal masa, the the du'as for morning and evening, right? From that word, masa. In fact, in one of those du'as, the Prophet says what? Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah walhamdulillah. We have entered the evening, like we have not become the evening, but we are here in the evening. Wa amsal mulku lillah, and the kingdom has become lillahi, for Allah. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Like meaning it hasn't changed. It was for Allah and has become for Allah. Okay? Asbaha, yusbihu, asbih. To become in the morning. Very similar meaning, yes?
Yes.
In fact, the meaning is the same. But the subtlety is asbaha is for sad, baha, as-sabah, the
morning.
What? The morning, right?
Sabah khair.
Sabah al khair. Yes, indeed. Alhamdulillah. That's how, mashallah, you say good morning in Arabic. So this is how to become in the morning. And this is a sister of Ghana. Laysa. Do you see a present tense for Laysa? Is it? Like in the notes, is it there? No, it's not there. Is there a command tense?
No.
No command tense. Okay. This is because Laysa is special. Laysa only has a past tense. Okay. Laysa only has a past tense. Okay. Next up. Laysa means not, by the way. Laysa means not. Okay. Sara. Yasiru. Sir. Not Sara. Sara is to travel. Okay. Sara with a sod is to become. Okay. Similar to it is dhalla yadhallu. It has a command tense, but it's not really used. Okay? To remain. Right? To remain in a certain state. He remain. مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. Ibrahim al-Islam asks his people, what are these idols? They said, these are idols that we found. قَالُوا جَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. We found our fathers worshipping them. فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. We remain sitting around them, like from i'tikaf. So this is the idea of to stay in a place. مَا زَالَ لَا يَزَالُ. This means to continue. You notice that there's a negation with it. مَا. This is how the word is used. مَا زَالَ. لَا يَزَالُ. Same thing. Always, is used always with a negation. To continue. مَا دَامَ. Also means to continue. Has the present tense. But the present tense is not used at all. لَا. Sorry, let me write this. لَا يَدُومُ. لَا يَدُومُ. Okay. But it's really not used. I'm going to add an asterisk here to tell you. La yadum was not used, but ma dama is used to continue. Okay? Isa alayhi salam says, ma dumtu hayyan wa awsani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya. Allah has told me to be, to pray and give zakat. Ma dumtu hayyan. To continue as long as I'm alive. As long as I am alive. So that is some of those akhawat. Now, the one that really matters for us, the one that really is very frequent in the Quran is kana and kana yakunu, right? Together, kun. And the other one is like, that's the two ones we're going to focus on. The others are actually quite infrequent There's maybe one or two instances per. There's like a one instance of dhalla. There is maybe like two on of la yazalu. There is maybe, I think, seven or eight of ma dama. And this is like in the whole Quran, by the way, right? Whereas kana is like one of the most frequent words in the Quran. All right, so we're going to focus on the ones that are really frequent. The examples, I have broken them down by like some categories. Kana when used for or about Allah. Kana often as a khabar of inna. Other pronouns with kana. And kana with the present tense fi'il as jumla. Present tense jumla fi'liya as its khabar. A very interesting iteration of kana. Okay, so we will see all this inshallah ta'ala, right now. Is ma used for past and la for present? Generally, Sister Shamim, that is correct. Ma is for past, la is for present. However, in other fi'l, and we'll learn negation a little bit later down the road. When we talk about ma, right? We're going to speak quite a bit about ma in detail. That's when we'll talk about how negation happens in fi'ls. And the answer is they are interchangeable. Allahu a'lam. Okay. All right. Is there the thing all the sisters of kana have is that the khabar becomes mansub? Correct. Absolutely, brother Harith, you have nailed it on the head. That is why they are sisters. That what they do is the khabar becomes mansub. That's what happens. All right. Amazing. Let's see some examples, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, here is the one that we were talking about last time. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan. Examples. Let's put examples here. If I can just, mashallah, get this to cooperate with me today. I think it's happening too. Okay, bismillah. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan. Okay, now here I have sentence one, sentence two, sentence three. Three sentences in an ayah, right? That's a good deal. Three for one. So we're going to look at them all individually. All right? Are you with me, people? We're going to look at each sentence individually. Okay? Uh-huh. Let's first look at our first sentence. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Okay. What is my فِعْل نَاقِص? What's our fi'l naqis?
Kana.
Very good. That part, I think, is easy. Inshallah. Very good. What is the pronoun of the fi'l?
Ibrahim.
Hidden pronoun. He?
The pronoun is hidden pronoun.
He.
Thank you. Jazakumullah khair. Very nice. Okay. Now, the ism of kana is going to be?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahimu. Very nice. Ibrahimu. Jamil jiddan. Sorry. Ibrahimu. That is, again, notice you have hidden pronoun he. Replacing that, Ibrahimu becomes the ism. And that is good. Okay? Khabar kana.
Yahudiyan.
Yahudiyan. Right? Yahu?
Yahudiyan.
Very good. Okay. Is there related? Harf jar ism majrur?
No.
No harf jar ism majrur. But I do have something else there, right?
Wala nas.
Wala. What is wa?
And
excellent. It is the connector, right?
Connector.
Mm. Now there is a la. The la I'm gonna come back to in a sec. But Nasraniyan, the word Nasraniyan, not necessarily second khabar, Nasraniyan is actually what? Connected to
Yahudiyan.
Is it connected in meaning? Yes.
Yes.
Ibrahim was not a Jew nor a Christian. Is it connected in tashkil?
Yes.
Yes, it is, right? So that's why the connector vowel works. Connector vowel connects tashkil and meaning. Both things have to be together, right? Can the letter vowel ever act as a rabit? No, Sister Aisha. The rabit is when you have a jumla as your khabar. Okay? The jumla comes as a khabar. Here we don't have a jumla as a khabar. Here we have a single word khabar. Right? And in the case where the jumla is a khabar, it is not the waw. Right? That's the connector that acts as the rabit. Make sense? In this case, we don't have a jumla as a khabar. We only have the one word as a khabar. Now, la, what do you think people la is?
La of negation.
La of negation, right? Now, this la, in the books of I'rab, you know what they say? They say, this is la mahalla laha min al-i'rab. La has plays no role in the grammatical analysis. Poor la. Well, how mean? That's what they call it. But what they're saying is, la, being there or not being there, changes nothing in the grammar. Okay? If there was no la, Nasraniyan will still be Nasraniyan. If there is la, Nasraniyan is still Nasraniyan. But, not an influencer. However, la is actually, in reality, is for emphasis. La is for emphasis, doesn't affect analysis. It affects the meaning. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew. Wa la Nasraniyan, and not a Christian. It's like doubly repeated. Walakin, but. So it doesn't affect the analysis. Like, you know, if there was no la, the sentence will still be fine. If the la is there, it's still fine. But the meaning, obviously, there is more emphasis or there is more of a power in the statement when Allah says it like this. Please, in Arabic, as well. Yes. Oh, so it's called la mahalla laha min al-i'rab. La mahal. Mahal means place. Mahal laha min al-i'rab. I'rab, by the way, is the Arabic word for grammatical analysis. That's what we do here, right? We're trying to do i'rab. We're trying to figure out what is what, right? We can't say two khabar kana. No, Brother Mushfiq, we can't, because the connector waw is what's connecting it. For it to be two khabar, it has to be two separate two separate pieces of information that aren't like dependent on each other and are not connected with the waw. Okay? Two khabars have the same idea, by the way. Two khabars are really and. Okay? So at the end of the day, they're both meaning the same thing in English. Okay? But in Arabic, if you have a connector wow, you will say connector wow, and then this is connected. But in English, you're correct to say that when you have two khabars, we translate that with an and. When you have a wow, we translate that with an and as well. Okay? It emphasizes the ma, it emphasizes the fact that Ibrahim is not Nasraniyan. That's what's emphasizing. Is that clear, inshallah?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. This is a complex example, But alhamdulillah, I'm glad that we're able to wrap our heads around it because it is a nice example nonetheless. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Okay, let's look at كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا, shall we? Okay, what's my fi'il ناقص?
كَانَ.
That one is كَانَ, mashallah. What is my pronoun?
Hidden pronoun, he.
Excellent. I don't know what's happening here. Are there? All right. Alhamdulillah. Hidden pronoun, he. Kana. What is my ism, Kana?
Hanifan. No, sorry.
Pronoun, right? Hidden pronoun?
He.
It takes the place of ism, Kana.
Yeah.
In the absence of ism, Kana, there's outside the hidden pronoun or the pronoun of Kana will take the place of ism Kana. That's why we say he was. If you translate this sentence, Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew and not a Christian. Okay? That's the sentence before that. Okay? Walakin, but he was. Walakin kana, he was. And that's why the he, as you see, is our ism of kana. You see that? People, you with me? All right, alhamdulillah. Khabar.
Hanifan.
Very nice. Hanifan. Okay. Hanifan is my khabar. Okay. And it is man'ut. And what is na'at?
Musliman.
Musliman. Na'at is Musliman. Okay? And the translation of this would be what? But he was a submissive monotheist. But he was a submissive monotheist, right? So submissive is our Musliman. Monotheist is our Hanifan. If I was to say, walakin kana hanifan, he was a monotheist. Hanifan Musliman. He was a submissive monotheist. Make sense? All right, next one. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The fi'il naqis is again, is what, people?
كَانَ.
كَانَ again, thank you. Ya Allah, please help. كَانَ. All right. The pronoun of this كَانَ is?
Hidden pronoun, he.
Hidden pronoun, he. Very good. The ism of Kana was,
he.
Or is, sorry, is it? Hidden pronoun he. Very nice. That's why when we translated it, we'll say, and he was not, right? And he was, was not. Again, referring to the hidden pronoun he there. Khabar, is there a khabar in this case? No khabar, actually. There's no ism that is mansub. But related to khabar is there, right? What is that?
Mushrikeen.
Related has been to
Min al-mushrikeen.
Min al-mushrikeen. Min harjar al-mushrikeen ism majroor, right? Is mushrikeen a majroor, actually? Really? I see a fatha at the end.
It can be mansub or majroor.
Because what is the... It's a plural. What type of plural? Do you remember? Sound masculine. Thank you. Sound masculine. Muslimuna, Muslimina, Muslimina. Muslim chart. There we go. And then min is habjar. So now we know for a fact that al-mushrikeen is majroor. Excellent. And he was not from the polytheists. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually saying something quite profound about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam is everyone's claim to fame. The Jews want to claim him. The Christians want to claim him. The pagans of Mecca want to claim him. Truly, he is a leader for mankind. Because everybody wants to say, we are either the progeny of Ibrahim, or we are on the way of Ibrahim, or both. But Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salam was not bound by the mistakes of the Jews, even though he is the father of the Jews in the sense of biologically. Okay? But he wasn't bound to their mistakes because he was Hanifa Musliman. He was a submissive monotheist. Okay? They were not submissive monotheists. Their monotheism was conditional. When it suits them, monotheist. When not suits them, not monotheist. Wala nasraniyan, and also not a nasrani. Because same idea. When it didn't, like, it became bound by cultural practices, not by the way of Ibrahim, not by revelation of God anymore. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was Hanifa Musliman. He was a submissive monotheist bound by the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the wordplay here is beautiful. Hanifa Muslima. He was submissive. Like the Muslims are supposed to be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a way saying, in fact explicitly saying in other ayat, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. The people who are the closest to Ibrahim are the ones who followed him when he was alive. And then this prophet, the Prophet ﷺ, and the ones who are with him who believe. Right? We have the best claim because we, our religion teaches us to be submissive monotheists as well. Right? That is what our religion teaches us. And that is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not from the polytheists. He was not, even though he's the father of the pagans of Mecca, subhanallah. But he's not one of them. Because they worship idols, thinking that those idols are going to lead them to Allah or bring them closer. Right? Whereas Ibrahim alayhi salam was definitely not that. So it's a very powerful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear. And you know, I actually, I was on an interfaith panel once. It was very interesting. It was me. It was a Jewish rabbi. Or just a rabbi. He has to be Jew. There was a pastor. And there was hilariously, an atheist guy who was spiritual but not religious. That was the guy's, that was his deen, right? So I was really puzzled. I was like, who on earth is this guy? What religion is he following? He was spiritual, but not religious. Very, like, you know, it's kind of like you trying to have your cake and eat it too. So we're having this panel discussion, right? And that's exactly, I was like, how? And this guy actually, subhanAllah, he wore my coat and went. So after the event, I'm looking for my coat. Everyone is like trying to find my coat. And then Miskeen half hour comes back later and is like, oh, is this your coat? I'm like, yes. Who wears someone else's coat and walks out? Like, that's what happens when you have no religion and you think you're spiritual. Can't even find your own coat. But anyway, so this man, the rabbi and the priest had like a fight. Not like physically, but they were like, you know, going at each other. And, you know, there's a lot of tension between the two groups, in theologically. And there was like a Jewish girl who was crying and whatnot. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, I thought I was going to be the subject of all the attacks, but they're attacking each other. So I'm just sitting there as a silent observer, watching them both duke it out. You know, one is attacking Christianity, the other is attacking Judaism. And oh boy, it was a scene. So now at the end of the end of this whole thing, my turn comes, right? So in the beginning, everyone says some peace and then they all debate. And so the debate turned into this like fight. Finally, my turn comes at the very end. I'm like, what do I say here? That after this fight and crying and whatnot, what am I supposed to say here about Islam, right? So what do you think I said?
Peace.
Not just peace, but who do you think I would mention? I mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Ah, right. And not exactly this ayah, because that would probably cause another fight. But I mentioned the ayah of Quran in which Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, "Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifan walam yaku minal mushrikeen shakiran li an'umih." Okay, very beautiful ayah. So I explained that ayah, I recited it, explained it. I said, we believe that we are the followers of the legacy of Ibrahim, and our religion is a revival of the way of Ibrahim, which it is, right? Millata abikum Ibrahim, subhanallah. So it was, you know, everybody was actually very, all people were very happy with that. They're like, yeah, that's really awesome. MashaAllah, this, that. And I'm like, I'm just glad that I wasn't in this fight that the pastor and rabbi got into. Going in as a Muslim, you always think that you'll be the one who's attacked, but they were really attacking each other. That was quite interesting. Alhamdulillah. Anyway, so interesting story for you from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Always, in my opinion, interfaith dialogues, he is the best one to bring up. You know why? Because we can make the best claim to him. And he predates all their theological mess. All right. That's it. Let's return back to كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. This is from Surah Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's look at this one. فِعْل نَاقِس. فِعْل نَاقِس is
كَانَ.
Got it. Very nice. Pronoun.
Hidden pronoun, he.
Hidden pronoun?
He.
He. Ism kanam.
An-nasu.
An-nasu.
An-nasu. Very nice. Oh, sorry. Let me put this here. That would be the purpose of having the split screen, to have the ayah right here in front of you. Right there. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, an-nasu. Khabar kana.
Ummatan wahidatan.
So, one word. Khabar is going to be one word.
Yeah, ummatan.
Ummatan or wahidatan?
Ummatan.
Ummatan. First mansub ism, by the way. First mansub ism. Just like the khabar was, you know, one word. Everything else is, you know, mudaf ilayhi or related by waw or connector waw, etc., etc. All of that is there. Same thing applies here. The first mansub ism is your khabar kana. Now, this is, what do you think is the relationship between ummatan and wahidatan? How would they be related, people?
Manut and not?
Manut and not, right? Man'ut is ummatan, right? As you can see, it is singular. Ummatan wahidatan, singular. Mansub, mansub. Feminine, feminine. Indefinite, indefinite. So man'ut and?
Not.
Wahidatan. All right. What do you think? What does umma mean?
Nation.
Nation.
Nation. Wahidatan.
One.
One. One.
All right. Let's translate. Kana nasu ummatan wahidatan. Please actually type the answer. Or if you're going to speak it, just give a few moments to people to type first. And then I'll ask you, inshallah, to please say it. Is that all right? Jazakumullahu khairan. All right, people who want to say, the answer would be what? The people was one nation, very good. I think the better transition is the mankind, or in English, mankind, right? is or what?
Is one nation.
But kana. Mankind was.
Was one nation.
Was one.
Nation.
One nation. Right? What is this ayah speaking about? This ayah is speaking about how all of humanity was ummatan wahida. All of us used to worship Allah alone. When was this? From Adam alayhi salam. That's what we believe, right? Adam alayhi salam was a worshipper of Allah alone, and his kids and grandkids and great-grandkids were all worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. One nation. Ummatan wahida. Even though they had disagreements. In fact, one of the sons of Adam would kill the other son of the Adam. But it wasn't because that they were of different religions. It was for other reasons. Okay? Now, interestingly, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. But then, وَكَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Try to remember the ayah here. Can't remember off the top of my head. Let's see what the Tazeel.net helped me there. Yes. Mankind was once a single community, but then people developed differences. Huh? Oh, is that right? Oh, no. Okay. So, one community. One, should we say one community?
Yes.
One community. Right. Now we're not the extreme white group. Thank you for that, Brother Mushfiq. We appreciate that. Mankind was one community. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually describes how then they differed, and then Allah sent prophets and sent down revelation, fi makhtalafu fihi, so that they can resolve their disputes. But then the people who were supposed to resolve the disputes, the ones who were given the book, they are the ones who caused more dispute. Allahu musta'an. Do you see that? It was only those to whom the scripture was given who disagreed about it after clear signs had come to them. Baghiyam baynahum, because of rivalry between them. Who is Allah blaming here? The masses for this disagreement, or the scholarly body for the disagreement?
Scholarly bodies.
Very interesting, right? See, The blame is placed on those who understood the scripture and then disagreed despite understanding it, causing, or because of rivalry, causing, you know, sects to form. But then Allah says, فَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَخْتَلَفُ فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِ. But then Allah, by His will, guided the believers to the truth. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صَرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِينَ. And Allah, He guides whom He wants the straight path. Again, notice, وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي. And Allah, He guides whoever He wants the straight path. It's a very interesting ayah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. So, mashallah, this is correct. All of you guys did a great job. Now let's get into something more interesting. Kana in the Quran is very frequently used for or about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, very frequently, kana is used for Allah or about Allah. For Allah as in, you know, some describing something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. About Allah, describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Okay? So let's look at an example of this. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. Now, كَانَ when used for or about Allah. This is actually an important note. I'm going to make it here. And I want you all to understand it, please. Okay? كَانَ when it is for or about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means, it does not mean was. i.e. in the past, it means it was, it is, and it will be. Okay? It is actually to transcend the idea of time. Okay? This is actually, there is precedence for it in Arabic, like in old Arabic poetry, that kana, instead of taking a word and bounding it, or binding it, excuse me, by a time, kana can actually transcend it. And that is how Allah uses kana in the Quran. Okay, and this is often a confusion for students of Arabic who learn about kana and then they see Allah was merciful. Well, I thought Allah is merciful. You are absolutely right. Here, kana does not mean was. Here, kana is going to mean was, it is, and will be. And as we'll see, kana similarly is used not just about Allah in this way, but when the present tense jumla fi'liya comes as a khabar kana, we will revisit this point. Kana then becomes not just in the past, but something that was a, somewhat transcends the past. Okay? So let's take example step by step, but an important note about this. Okay. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. Because this can cause confusion if a person doesn't understand what is the intent behind kana here. Okay. كَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. Okay. Let's see. فِعْل نَاقِص. What is it, people?
كَانَ.
That is obviously كَانَ. And the wow is here just to begin the sentence. Okay. The pronoun of fi'l naqis is
hidden pronoun he.
Excellent. Alhamdulillah, it's coming. Ism kana
amru.
It is amrullahi or amru
mudaf amru mudaf mudaf ilayhi allahi.
Very nice. Amru. And then this is mudaf plus mudaf ilayhi, which is?
Allah, the word Allah.
The word Allah, right? The word Allah. Correct?
Yes.
All right, alhamdulillah, very nice. And then I have my
khabar kana.
Khabar kana. What would be the khabar kana?
Maf'oolan.
Maf'oolan.
What does maf'ul mean? What do you think it means, maf'ul?
Makunan attaches it to.
Acted upon, raised up. Now you're thinking like Arabic students, mashallah. So maf'ul, fa'ala means to do, right? Fa'il is the doer. Maf'ul is the thing that was done. Correct? Acted upon. Absolutely. Right? So, what does Amr mean, by the way? Amr means command. Right? The command. So, let's translate this together. The command of Allah has always been maf'oolan, has always been
done,
right? That's what it translates as. Has always been done. Meaning, whatever Allah's command is, has always been executed.
Kun.
We're going to come to kun as well, inshallah, such as either. You guys see the meaning? Does it make sense?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. Has always been done. The command of Allah. And this is a very beautiful ayah. It actually speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being in control. Saying, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مفعولة, it's always done. وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. In other ayat of Quran, Allah's command is always, has always been destined. This is a very, you know, like Quran's way of expressing that destiny is Allah's, like, you know, domain. He is the one who writes it. You see? And it's not like we're just robots, just, you know, pushed in one direction or the other. We have choice. But from Allah's point of view, He has perfect knowledge, complete knowledge, and whatever He has willed will take place. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. It won't be changed. All right, next one. كَانَ, when used about Allah. All right. Let's look at the highlighted sentence here. Shall we? Just only the highlighted sentence. كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. What is the فِعْل ناقص? I think this part would be easy now. فِعْل ناقص is كَانَ, right? Mm-hmm. People, you with me?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. كَانَ. Yay. Next. What am I looking for?
Pronoun.
Pronoun, which would be, in this case,
hidden pronoun.
Hidden pronoun. Very nice. Okay. Next, I'm looking for
Ism Kana.
Ism
Kana.
Kana. Is it there? It's hidden pronoun.
He.
Very nice. Next, I look for
Khabar Kana.
Khabar Kana.
Khabar Kana. And what would that be?
Rahima.
Rahima.
Rahiman. Very nice. Next, I look for?
Related.
Related. And that would be?
Bikum.
Bikum. B is Hafjar?
Yes.
Yes, alhamdulillah. B is a Hafjar indeed. All right. What does this ayah now translate as? Let's put indeed Allah. Actually, you know what? Forget that. Let's translate the highlighted part. كان بكم رحيما. He
is.
So let's put has always been.
Okay.
He always has. He's always been.
Merciful.
Merciful. Right, Rahim and merciful. So mercy would be Rahma, right? So Michelle, Rahim is merciful to you all, right?
Yes.
He has always been merciful to you all or with you all. Actually, I like merciful with you all is maybe more precise, right? He has always been merciful to you all. Now the ayah is actually very powerful. It's worth our time to look at the ayah. Oh my goodness, stop moving. There we go. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. What does that mean? Oh, those who believe.
Okay?
We'll learn alladhina, inshallah, very, very soon. That's going to be a very fun topic, inshallah. La ta'kulu. Akala ya'kulu means to eat. Ta'kuluna, you all eat. لا تأكلوا.
You do, all do not eat.
You all don't eat. This is a forbidding, right? Don't eat what? أموالكم. أموال مفعول. مضاف مضاف إليه. Don't eat your wealth. بينكم. بين is between you all. بالباطل. حرف جر اسم مجرور. Don't eat your wealth between yourselves. Wrongfully. Very interesting. Eat your wealth, consume your wealth is taking someone's money. Now what is actually really amazing is this is talking about business, right? Like I'm selling you something and I'm taking your money, right? The idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to convey to us is that as brothers and sisters in faith, your money, I should look at it as with the same lens as I look at my money, right? Not trying to rip you off, because I wouldn't like to be ripped off. So I should be considering it as if it's all, it's your money is like my money. Not in the sense that I just take it because like, you know, it's mine. No, no. Just like I want good for me, I would like good for you. So that's why he uses not la ta'kulu, like he says amwalakum, all of yours wealth. Like you all are together as brothers and sisters in faith. That brotherhood should extend from the mosque to the marketplace. You should deal with each other as if you're brothers and sisters in faith when doing business as well. Amwalakum bainakum bilbatil. Subhanallah. Illa an takuna tijaratan an taradim minkum. Subhanallah, you know the funny thing that people say is that don't ever trust a Muslim businessman or a Muslim mechanic, or, you know, because you don't know what he's going to charge you. Right? Subhanallah, it should be the opposite. The people we should trust with our eyes closed should be our brothers and sisters in faith, because we know they won't rip us off. But unfortunately, the reality is very far from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be like. Illa an takuna tijaratan an taradim minkum, unless, of course, there is mutual consent. If you are consenting mutually to a business transaction, of course, that is not wrongful consumption, right? This is the basis of business in Islam. Consent has to be there. The buyer has to consent to buy. The seller has to consent to sell. Otherwise, the transaction is invalid. Okay. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and don't kill each other. وَلَا, لَا, for forbidding. تَقْتُلُونَ, you all kill, or you all are killing. لَا تَقْتُلُوا, you all don't kill. أَنفُسَكُمْ, each other. Again, notice, أَنفُسَكُمْ, like you're all brothers and sisters in faith. You're all like one body. Don't kill each other. That's like you killing yourself if you kill your brother or sister. This happens. Business transactions and escalate to the point where it becomes an animosity and enmity, and then someone puts a hit on the other person. Right? إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Allah has always been most merciful to you all. So you see, like the ayah concludes by reminding, the ayah is talking to the believers to remember being merciful to each other as brothers and sisters in faith, and then Allah reminds us that He is merciful to us. Inna Allaha kana bikum rahima. People, you with me?
Yes.
All right. Next topic. Kana, as often as khabar of inna. We see that here, right? If you were to do the whole sentence, if you were to do this whole sentence, what would I say? I would actually say, inna, my harf nasb is inna, right?
Yes.
My ism inna is
the word Allah.
The word Allah, right? The word Allah. And my khabar inna is what?
Rahima.
Kana bikum rahima.
The sentence kana bikum rahima, right? You with me, people? Is there a rabit? Is there a something in this sentence that connects it back to Allah?
Yes.
Allah is singular, masculine.
Masculine.
What is singular, masculine? Hidden pronoun, right? Ism kana. That's your rabit. The rabit becomes your ism kana. Ism of kana. Hidden pronoun he. Right? Do you see that? So often this happens. The kana is a khabar for a a jumla that is, you know, that has inna in it. Let's look at another example. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Okay. In fact, if you were to translate this, sorry, this should be, indeed Allah, He has always been merciful with you all. Right? And now you notice that there is a different type of emphasis. Not just emphasis by adding Allah or adding, you know, more innas or something, right? Now, there is inna. And then kana bikum rahima. Kana is used to add the idea of emphasis. He has always been merciful. And the kana, the hidden pronoun, he repeats and doubles to emphasize Allah. And then the kana brings a different flavor. And that's a very beautiful way of emphasizing. And this is something actually very unique because this is Surah An-Nisa. And in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses kana a lot to emphasize or talk about himself. In other surahs, he doesn't. So it's almost like each surah has like a different flavor of how it emphasizes. It's actually very, very powerful if you think about. It's not just in a small, you know, vacuum that we're speaking, but also largely in the Quran. Different surahs, different parts of the Quran are highlighting different elements using different techniques. And there's a fascinating study. Why is one used in one place or one is used in the other place? ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. The, you know, talking about Nuh alayhi salam, my fi'il, let's look at firstly inna. My ism, inna. My harf nasb is
inna,
right? And then my ism inna
is who.
All right. Next thing I look for is
harf fil nasbis.
So after ism inna, what do I look for?
Khabar inna.
Khabar of inna, right? Khabar of inna is what I look for next. What is in my khabar of inna?
Sentence. Kana abdan
shakura. Sentence. Kana abdan
shakura.
Shakura, right? Oh. Go back. There we go. Kana abdan shakura, right? The khabar inna is the sentence. Kana abdan shakuran. This sentence, let's look at this sentence now. What is here that I should write first?
Fi'l
naqis. Fi'l naqis. Jumla ismiya that has a fi'l naqis.
Yes.
Right? And what is that?
Kana.
Next thing that I look for?
Pronoun.
Hidden pronoun. Pronoun.
Pronoun, what would that be?
Hidden pronoun he.
Hidden pronoun he. Next thing I look for.
Khabar.
Oh, sorry. Next thing I look for is?
Ism kana
first, right? Ism kana. And what would that be?
He. Hidden pronoun he.
Hidden pronoun he. Very good. What about khabar?
Abadan.
Abadan.
First mansub ism, abdan.
Abdan.
What about shakuran?
Manut
naat.
No.
Is
shakuran.
Shakuran, right? What does abdan mean?
Worshipper
or slave, right? Both beings, actually. The one who is, you know, devoted to worshipping Allah and is, you know, like, knows he is the slave of Allah. Like, he is not going to just do whatever he wants. Okay? And shakur is what?
Grateful.
Grateful thankful. Shakur is a pattern that inshallah will add to our vocab list, inshallah. Okay, the vocab sheet, we're going to add this as a pattern in the vocabulary sheet. And what we'll do is, this is going to be the pattern for extremely something. Okay, that's what we're going to add it as. I'm going to, zoom in just in a minute here. Extremely something. Okay, the pattern is from the root letter sheen, kaf, and ra, we would get shakur. Sorry, let me write it this way. Insert in the table, we're going to add maybe three columns. Okay, and these would span the thing. Okay, so extremely something. So this would be something. This would be extremely something. Okay, let's give an example. Fa, ayn, lam. Something would be fa'ilun. What does fa'ilun mean? Doer, right? Extreme doer. What would that be? Fa'ulun. Fa'ulun, extreme doer. Doer. Fa'ul, does a lot. Or powerful doer. Okay, I'm going to put another word here. Sheen, kaf, and ra. All right, what is the, this is the pattern of the actor. What would I have here?
Shakirun.
Shakirun. Kirun. Meaning?
Grateful.
Thankful, right? Extremely grateful.
Shakurun.
We're just going to write it as marfu', right? But you know, when it's khabar kana or manurut or not to khabar kana, it'll be shakuran. Extremely grateful. Shakur. All right, let's do one more. Kafara, the opposite. What's the something here?
Kafirun.
Kafirun.
Kafirun. What does that mean? In fact, it, one of the meanings of it is ungrateful. And kafir, like the one who was a disbeliever, is literally like this is the most ungrateful a person can be, that you have disbelieved in the one who created you. Yeah. Extremely ungrateful.
Kafurun.
Kafurun. Kafurun. Kafurun. Extremely ungrateful. All right. These words change. Are they still the same family? So this is no longer like. So this is all we consider to be like a different category of words, Sister Aisha. Okay, so it's not like this is family 2 or family 3. This is now just Shakir, it's extreme version Shakur. Kafir, family 1, it's extreme version Kafur. Is this used in the Quran? Yes, kafur is definitely used in the Quran. Shakur we saw, right? As you can see, I was searching for Laysa last night. Ah, look at this, kafur. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً When we bestow upon man a measure of our grace, ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ And we take away. Allah gives something, and then He takes that thing away. It's not like a net loss, right? You're still at the place where you started. Yes or no? What happens? إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ يَأُوس Extremely in a state of despair. Kafur?
Extremely ungrateful.
Extremely ungrateful. That's what happens to people when they lose something. They become as if like they've lost everything. Hopeless. Well, that's the attitude. Ya'us. And also extremely ungrateful. That's how we are as human beings. That's an example of kafur. Yeah? Ghafurun will be extremely forgiving. Yes, indeed. Let's add that. Ghafara. Forgiving.
Ghafirun.
Ghafirun. Excellent. Extremely forgiving.
Ghafurun.
Ghafurun. Ahsanti, ya Sister Umziya. Well done. Thank you for mentioning that. Make sense? Let's go back and finish this. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا This is manut na'at. And the whole sentence is khabar of inna. Hmm? Alright, translate that for me, people. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Indeed.
Indeed.
Need what?
He.
He is talking about Nuh alayhi salam, right? This is talking about Nuh. He was
an extremely grateful worshipper.
He was an extremely grateful worshipper. Ahsantum, right? Or slave. Both things. We'll just put worshipper as the thing. But as you notice again, Inna emphasizes. And then the hidden Quran he in Kana emphasizes. Right? And where do we get the meaning of extremely? From the fact that Shakur is used, not Shakir. Make sense, yeah, people?
Yes.
I think so. Alhamdulillah. How do you feel about Kana? Let me do like a quick poll and we'll end with that, inshallah. How do you feel about Kana now, right now, at this point? So what I'm going to request you to do, inshallah, for next class, okay, is look at all these ayat, read the translation, okay? So you've seen them once. It's not the first time you see it. Not expecting you to analyze them yourself, but if you do, mashallah, tabarakallah. But if you just look at them, click and check out what the ayat are talking about so that when we get to them, inshallah, we're not, it's not the first time you've seen it, alhamdulillah. So with that, we will conclude. Jazakumullahu khairan, alhamdulillah. This is our study of Kana. We'll conclude our study of Kana. We'll talk about how Kana comes with other pronouns. Kanat, Kanu. We'll talk about what happens when Kana has a khabar that is a jumla fi'liya in the present tense. Huh? But kana is past tense. Kana, he was, ya'budu, he is. Interesting. Then we'll talk about yakunu, right? Yakunu nasu kal farashid mabthuth. Takunu al-jibalu. Then we'll talk about li takunu. Takununa becomes li takunu. Wayakuna. The stuff mansub. Why is this yakunu mansub? We'll talk about that. Kun, command. Kun fayakunu. Laysa, as the last thing we'll cover, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully, we can finish this in time on Thursday and then start on Thursday our study of Alladhi and Alladhina, which is also a very fantastic topic, alhamdulillah. Again, I hope with all of these, as I promised you before, as we go ahead more and more into these topics, more and more of Quran will become accessible, alhamdulillah, to us. So, inshallah ta'ala, I hope that you take the time to prepare a little bit, alhamdulillah, because the benefit is a lot in the Quran. All right, jazakumullah khairan. Thank you everybody for coming out, and I'll see you all on Thursday. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa jazakum barakallahu fikum.